BFBS.
Your stories. Phoenix Station, Cyprus.
Last weekend, Remembrance Sunday was marked by ceremonies at war memorials in cities, towns and villages all over the UK and further afield. Here in Cyprus, people gathered across the military bases to pay their respects. In Ainik, sailors, soldiers and airmen and women formed up in front of a crowd of spectators on the station's parade square, where a service was led by Padre John Vincent. His address focused on the theme of love overcoming hate and the army's core value of selfless commitment.
The message really is that in all the horror of war, actually there's an incredible amount of goodness comes out of that, and the main message being that ordinary people actually doing extraordinary things, and because of that the power of evil will never have the upper hand.
The Padre also made reference to the recent decision and subsequent U-turn by FIFA to ban the England football team from wearing the emblem of the poppy.
It came as no surprise, the outcry when FIFA made their initial decision. Interestingly, every year, if it's not FIFA, there'd be another story on similar lines about wearing a poppies being banned somewhere. But clearly, the public feeling is so strong in this country, in the present climate, that actually FIFA were on a kind of hiding to nothing. And it was so good to see our national teams wearing the poppies over the weekend.
The service was well attended by the families of those taking part, as well as some local expatriates and veterans. Each and every one of them, young and old, wearing their poppy with pride. The congregation was encouraged to join in hymns and prayers, which were carefully chosen to embody the spirit of remembrance. A rendition from The Last Post from a lone bugler set the tone for 2 minutes silence, giving everybody a chance to reflect and remember. The silence was followed by wreath laying led by the station commander, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Worden, and afterwards the mood was one of solemnness and pride amongst the people who'd come to pay tribute to those who've fallen in conflicts past and present.
I was really proud to see my husband in his uniform. I just love to see them all in their uniform parading. I just think they're so smart, and it just makes me feel so proud of being an army wife, actually.
I came here today with the children and spoken with them and said, you know, why we're here today. And it's really to remember all of those that have gone before us, unfortunately, and just to see how proud we are to be part of the armed services. Today is about remembering those that have put their lives for us.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ainik.
Your stories.
BFBS.